This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's gold rush history was more rainbow than we've led to believe. Well, a groundbreaking project from Federation University in the city of Ballarat is rewriting what we know about life on the Victorian goldfields by uncovering the queer stories that have long been buried or ignored. Joining us now is Dan Turner-Chapman and Megan Ray from the project. Welcome to Drive.
Hello, thank you very much for having us.
Let's start with Queer Goldfields itself. Tell us all about it. How did it come about as a project?
Well, the City of Ballarat's Pride team put out the call, and Meg and I were both students working, studying at Fed Uni. We responded, and it's we've been drawing together all these fantastic stories from the archives of people who lived and worked in the Goldfields area.
What's it feel like when you uncover these stories that perhaps have been lost or no one knows about?
Well, it was scary at first going in, thinking it would all just be stories of people being legally and socially persecuted. But there's been a lot of positivity as well. People got a lot of support and made positive impressions in their time. And it's been a joy bringing those forth for people to enjoy now.
Now, we know about, you know, some prominent bush rangers, but who are some of, I suppose, the lesser known figures that you've uncovered while looking through their stories?
For me, I came across one, rendezvous, I guess, in a Melbourne hotel, 1869. It was between a sailor and a local clergyman. They had a very quick acquaintanceship. The people they were with, their friends, and even people they'd only met, didn't seem to mind. It was only a third or fourth party that made it go to a court. And even then, the judge was, it's such a light sentence. I think it was £20 at the time, and an apology, which at the time, that sort of crime would have landed one of them in prison forever. And so it sort of denoted that at some level, there must have been some kind of acceptance. Mm. And I just think that's one of those positive things that Dan was just talking about.
How do you piece together a story like that? What sort of artifacts do you use?
Well, we started brainstorming search terms for us to use with Trove and Prov. These are great archives that give us view into newspapers and criminal records. We use those references and we check and recheck names and common dates, common terms across those dates. And once you find one thread, it just leads to more and more. And next thing you know, you have the whole story of something that happened 100 years ago.
Are there lots of emotional stories as well?
I think all of them, to be honest with you.
Wow. Absolutely. If you don't mind, I traced one story of someone born in the late 1800s, lived as a girl for their first 16, 17 years, then started living as a man, travelling around rural Victoria and then to Melbourne, in and out of court all the time. But
what year are we talking about?
This is 1910 through 1915, thereabouts. So just after the gold rush period. They're working as a swag man, and when the story got into the papers, there was this huge rush of popular support. Like, they were arrested for theft when they were down on their luck, and people were coming out, like in the court, shouting out, "Oh, I'll pay your bail. I'll cover whatever you need." Just so, and like they'd found work as just a timber driver, and the company were adamant, you know, she may be technically a woman, but she's, you know, a great worker. she'll be welcome here to live, continue living as a man if she wants to.
Isn't that interesting how you say that? And I was thinking to myself, it's almost like we've gone backwards now. We're having arguments about sport. But back then, yep. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Like, it wasn't so smooth for everyone. This fellow, he made a positive impression that not everyone got to enjoy, but it's still very inspiring hearing stories like that.
How have local communities, especially in regional Victoria, responded to the project so far?
Amazingly well. I was there opening night on the 17th of May when we officially launched the project, and the amount of people that came up to myself and to everyone else in the project has been amazing. The response for wanting to talk about it, wanting to access the project, has been astounding. Even I'm surprised, to be honest with you, by the sheer and vast amount of support we've received.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I feel like, you can't necessarily just pick up an encyclopedia of queer history, and where everything is documented. You're almost piecing things together, aren't you?
Well, we're kind of... there's a lot of fantastic queer archives out there, but we are kind of trying to build, I don't know if it's been done before, something like a fledgling encyclopedia that people can refer to.
Where can we see the project?
It's queergoldfields.au.
Now, do you think, and I suppose we've touched on it already, do you think these stories are challenging people's assumptions that we have about the past?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
So we know a lot of, a lot of queer people in regional communities don't necessarily, can feel outside the community, don't feel like they belong. Do you think it's comforting to know that queer people were there all along in the goldfields?
Absolutely.
Panning for gold. Just like anyone else. Yeah.
Yes. Like, people talk about having a found family with the people they found in their lives. Mm. I kind of see the people we're finding in these stories as like found ancestors. A family we can see project onto the past and see we're living through what people live through now.
I love it. I think it's great. How many more stories do you reckon you've got to uncover?
Who even knows? We are happy to keep searching.
You've started something here.
Keep finding. And if people think there's someone that should be included or additional details on the stories that we have touched on, they can absolutely send those in.
Do you ever think when you uncover the stories, do you think, I wonder what they would say today if they knew that we were bringing their story to life today?
Every time. Because for us, I think it's about uncovering the person. Mm. Unfortunately, a lot of where we get our information is from criminal records and not so very nice newspapers. Mm. So being able to look underneath that and find the person and really try to wonder, what would they say for themselves and how would they view themselves if they had the language that we have today?
I love it. So the website is queergoldfields.au. It's full of beautifully told stories, rich historical gems as well. Dan and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today on Drive.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.